All right, we're talking with Minnesota Viking Jared Allen. Jared, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, we have the Coors Bull Riding Classic going on this Friday and Saturday in Binford, and the proceeds from the event will go towards the Karlsrud Brothers family and your very own, the Home for Wounded Warriors charity. Now, Jared, can you tell us a little bit more about the charity that you started?
Yeah, my foundation was started as Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors, and, you know, we focus on the word home, you know, and after I got back from the USO tour in Iraq in 2009, you know, I came back and I wanted to figure out a way I could give back, and, you know, one thing I love being is at my house where I feel like at my most vulnerable time, you know, I can be the most secure, and so, you know, we started this foundation to go in and either build or remodel a home to make them handicap accessible for the specific needs of those wounded warriors coming back from, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, it's just been, we've been going now for the last 3 years, and we've got two houses done. We're, you know, going to build hopefully, you know, 3 or 4 more this year. And it's just been a way that we can say thank you and really give back and just, you know, again, it was so humbling being over there. And, you know, we kind of focus that if you don't have a functioning home, then, you know, what are they really fighting for? You know, everybody wants a piece of the American dream, and that usually starts with a functional home.
All right. Now this weekend, you got some of the best bulls in the country in Binford.
Yeah, you know, we got a few there. So we got one of our classic bulls, High Test, will be there. And then we got a couple of futurity bulls there, one of them being Admiral Bull. And, you know, we're excited for it. We're excited to see them buck. And, you know, a lot of the money they raised, all the money they raised will go directly to the foundation.
Okay, and then, Jared, can you tell us some of the auctions, some of the items that will be auctioned off at the event to help raise money as well?
Yeah, well, just at the event alone, you can purchase, you know, Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors t-shirts, and you know, all that money will go directly to the foundation. But we'll be auctioning off a helmet. I believe there's going to be a jersey there. And then, you know, the coolest one is there's going to be a belt buckle made for that event to be auctioned off, and it'll be one-of-a-kind belt buckle. And so that's probably the real big prize.
Okay, and also some of the top bull riders in the Midwest.
Yeah, you know what? We're excited for it, honestly. I think we had an event similar to this down here, you know, in towards the cities down here in Minnesota, and it was just great success. The bull riders showed up. I mean, and it was a fierce competition between the bulls and the bull riders. And you know what? I know up north there, they're looking to get the same kind of competition. And obviously, I'm cheering for the bulls just a little bit more than I am the riders because I got a couple bulls in this event. But it should be a great show. The crowd is going to love it. I know it's going to be a great show. And we're just appreciative that, you know, the proceeds are going to our foundation.
Okay, we're talking with Minnesota Viking Jared Allen. Thanks again for joining us. And a couple more questions. Now, you do have a ranching background, correct?
I grew up on a horse ranch. My father trained reining, cutting horses for, you know, 40 years, I guess. I don't even know how many years, ever since I was little. And see, I grew up riding horses and doing a little junior rodeoing and roping and stuff like that.
Yeah, so when you get a sack in the NFL now and you do the calf roping thing, that's you mean business then.
yeah, you know, got to give a little love to the calf ropers. You know, it's kind of a lost art. Everybody loves the bull riding, you know, sessions, but you got to give a little love to the ropers.
All right, sound good. And, of course, I got to get this in there now. You got this other little thing going on called football. Now, you guys are 1-1 on this preseason. How's the preseason going thus far?
Yeah, you know, going good. I mean, you know, you kind of judge the preseason for what it is, you know, exhibition games. But, you know, the biggest thing is just to execute certain things that you want to get done. And, you know, last week was great for us. We really wanted to focus on executing and finishing our jobs and our assignments, and everybody went out there and did that, and we were able to get a victory in the process, so that was great. You know, this third preseason game is a game where, you know, our starters are going to play a little longer, so it's a chance for us to test our conditioning and just kind of get a feel for where we at are as a unit, you know, both offensively and defensively, and you know, we're excited for it. And then we're ready to get on to Jacksonville.
All right, yeah, the Jags starting September 9th. All right, thanks so much, Jared Allen, and the Minnesota Vikings. Thanks again, and great cause you got started there.
Oh, thank you very much, and I appreciate everybody's support in advance. Come on out and enjoy the show.